Well, yeah, Harrison, we are going to talk about that hole-in-one a couple weeks ago or whenever it was at Stony Plain, but why don't you tell us a little bit how you got started playing the game of golf?
Well, I got started just through my dad because him and his dad started playing when he was a teenager, not quite my age. He started around my age, and that kind of just grew into me playing golf and him getting me in the sport when I was around three, and it's just I've just been playing ever since then.
That's awesome. What do you like about the game?
About the game, I've always liked the precision part of the game because everything has to be very precise, but where you put the club on the ball and where the ball ends up. And I've always found I've liked that aspect of the game.
For sure. When did you start competing in MJT?
I think my first MJT that I competed in, I was 11.
So you've been competing now for a couple of years in MJT, like you mentioned. What do you like about the tournament golf and kind of what's different for you?
For me, I really enjoy just overall, like, the people. It's a pretty nice community inside of the golf, especially on the MJT. But competitively, it's just more about the competition, and it's not just playing against yourself, although that's what you want to make it to be. It is also competing against other people, and it just gives you that kind of experience within the sport that it's not it's more than just a game.
Yeah, for sure. So you've obviously, you know, you've been in several tournaments. You're out in Stony Plain and you get the ace. I don't know the details of the hole or anything, but why don't you take us through that? And is this your first?
This is my first one, yeah.
Oh, okay. So, yeah, take us through it.
All right. So, started the round off free, mediocre. Wasn't playing very great. So I get up to hole seven. And hole seven's not – it's probably one of the harder par threes on the course. The course isn't playing very long, so the par threes are pretty short, but it was playing uphill, probably about 2 yards, just a guess, in the wind. I'm thinking, well, it's better to be short than long on this hole because downhill chip, you don't want to be long. So I decided to pull 9-iron, thinking it's playing about 157 yards. So I hit it. It lands just past the flag, and it disappears, and I think that it went over the back. So I'm kind of like, oh, no, I went long when I meant to go short. But then I heard one of the parents in the crowd say, just yell in, and that's when I figured out that it went in. And it was kind of just like, it almost came as a big surprise because I didn't think it went in. But, yeah, it was pretty interesting and exciting.
Yeah, absolutely. What's going through your mind?
Well, I was thinking, obviously, I was two over going into the hole, and I was like, oh, I'm back to even. So I was still thinking about the round, but after that went through my mind, I was like, because I was actually playing the event, if you made a hole-in-one on a specific hole, unfortunately, you won a car. So it raced through my mind, oh, maybe I won the car. But then I remembered them saying hole 12 was the hole that you had to get it in. So I was like, oh, I didn't get the car. But I realized, well, it's a hole-in-one, so the event is a big success in that sense, and it kind of relieved a bit of the stress going into the last round, and it was just really enjoyable. The two kids that I was playing with were really nice, too, and it was just an overall great experience.
Yeah, I think maybe there's going to be more for you, Harrison. You know, you're a great player. You're an up-and-coming junior. What are your goals? You know, we'll hopefully we'll see you next week in Regina. But, you know, what are your goals going forward in junior golf and beyond that? I know you've got a few years left to think about that, though.
Mm-hmm. Well, in junior golf, for this year, I obviously just want to start keep competing in the tournaments that I'm playing in, try my best, and obviously try to post as good a score as I can, try to get up there in the scene, I guess you could say. Beyond this year, I want to keep progressing as a golfer, whether it's winning more tournaments or just getting better. And my goal after junior golf is to hopefully play high-level college golf and then possibly go pro after that.
Right on. Hopefully those goals are, you know, you stick with them. They're very attainable as we see more and more from Saskatchewan getting those opportunities. Who do you want to thank just, you know, for your development and you know, continuing to improve your game and get better at it?
Well, first of all, I want to thank my parents for, you know, like putting in the money, putting in the time for me to be able to compete and show off my skills. I'd also like to thank my coach, Clinton Schmaltz, for really helping me progress as a golfer, whether it's mentally or physically. with the swing or with how I think about the next shot that I have to hit. And, you know, just like to thank the community for, you know, putting up a great way to show off my abilities and other people as well.
Right on. Well, congratulations on the ace. Best of luck in the future. And, yeah, we'll see you probably in Regina, I'm assuming.
Yeah, I am playing in Regina, yeah.
Perfect. Well, we'll see you at the Royal Regina in exactly 1 week's time.
Exactly.
Harrison, congratulations again, and good luck going the rest of the way. I look forward to following your name along the leaderboard.
All right. Thank you.